In this episode, we are looking at what's going on at the Cavern today. Lots of exciting things, as always. You can follow the Cavern, by the way, on Twitter. And they've got a Twitter page, they've got Facebook, got everything. Go to the main website, cavernclub.org, and you can sort of have a look around and sort of see all the sort of the various ways. I've got the addresses here. Let me see. Twitter.com/cavernliverpool. Facebook.com/cavernclubliverpool. They've got a YouTube page as well. YouTube.com/cavernliverpool. So there we go. It's all very nice, isn't it? Very nice. Right. So on the Cavern today, 25th of April, 2012. 21 minutes past 12 here in Spain, where we are until the summer. And then all our wonderful Liverpool broadcasts will begin. Lots of festivals and things on in Liverpool over the summer. We shall be going with our trusty MP3 recorder. We used to have one of those big reel-to-reel things. It looked like a wardrobe. You used to have to sort of hang it over your shoulder. But now they have these little tiny MP3 player things. You can't even see them. You sort of drop them. You can't find them anywhere. But they record and everything. So we're going off into the streets of Liverpool. I will be recording interviews with as many people connected to the Beatles universe as possible. Yes, look out for that. So today, the Magical Mystery Tour at 2 o'clock sharp. You've got Tony Mack at 2 o'clock. John Keats, 3:30. You've also... Let me just move this thing out the way. Right, sorry, it's something in the way there. Right, Jimmy Coburn. 5:30, a solo acoustic tribute to John Lennon. And then there's the unsigned band night, Aspiration Records Showcase at 7 o'clock. There's the Paul Jones Wednesday Show, 7:30, and the Jay Murray, 9:30. Let's have a quick look at here. Let me see this. Okay. Jay has been playing at the Cavern for many years. This is free. It's the Cavern Club, 9:30. There's a little... most of the artists I've mentioned on the official Cavern Club page, under the What's On section, they do have little sort of demonstration video, you know, like, you know, showreel things, normally videos of their performances, if they've done previous performances at the Cavern. So look out for that. And I told you my story yesterday about the Cavern t-shirt thing. People wrote in with their own similar stories of when they lost their favourite t-shirt. I know, it's terrible, isn't it? So anyway, thank you for all those. So the Cavern website, there are lots of things. You can look at the history of the Cavern from the 50s through the 2000s, if that's what you say. There's a store there. You can buy your own t-shirt and caps and things and CDs and all kinds of things. It's really good. The Liverpool map, your indispensable guide to the places that you should be going to in Liverpool. Look out for that. And, the, you know, the Cavern celebrating 50 years of the Beatles. There's a little link thing there you can have a look at. A great website. Spend hours just on the website looking about, reading all the things, looking at the photos, watching all the music clips and things. That's the Cavern, so look out for that. And I mentioned the Penny Lane Development Trust. I'm reading the thing here from their Twitter page, which is twitter.com/pennylanedt. Penny Lane Development Trust offers youth-related activities as well as community space for educational, recreational, and social facilities for the area. Their website is pldt.org.uk, and if you go to the website and under the project thing, campaigns, adopt a tree and grow along with Penny Lane. So you can grow a tree, or you can adopt a tree and you get a certificate and everything. We shall be talking about that in an episode later today. So great stuff. Remember, when we're in Liverpool, if you're listening to this and you're in Liverpool, we're looking for people like you to interview, to say, excuse me, sir, do you like the Beatles? And then once you've said yes, of course, natural, then I can ask you lots of interesting and curious type questions. So look out for that. That's in the summer when we are back in Liverpool.